Mayor, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks for coming over. I thought a great way to kick off the new year on the first currently in Quincy of 2025 with the chief executive officer. So this is great. Appreciate the opportunity.
Glad to be here.
Would you agree that would be one of the biggest stories of the year this year in Quincy?
I think it is, certainly from our perspective.
Yeah. It seems like we've been talking about it for, what, 7, 8 years now.
Yeah, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm glad we're finally in 2025
it's here.
And we're going to experience it.
Right.
A lot of folks have been working very hard on this for a long time.
Yeah.
I know that we talked about it well before COVID, and then we kind of lost some momentum and got back at it. But the team has come up with a terrific program for the entire year. We're still, you know, working on things. Like I saw former Governor Baker yesterday at a wake. And,
really?
And he's going to do a symposium on collegiate sports, but we haven't nailed down the date.
I see.
You know,
okay.
The same thing with a few others. So we don't have all the dates in place, but the ideas are in place. There's certain some dates in place. For example, June 14th is going to be not only the Flag Day parade, but will be the 400th parade. It'll be a longer route. It'll be a more extensive parade. It'll start earlier. So there's going to be a lot of cool things that are going to happen during the course of the year.
Yeah, we saw a little teaser, actually three teasers during the Christmas parade. Three floats naming Quincy 400, kind of save the dates.
Exactly. We've been talking about it a long time, so it's here. And I reminded my staff that it's here. We got to get moving.
Yeah.
But a lot of good stuff within it. I know we've talked about in generally in concepts in the past, Joe,
right.
But... For example, Ed Fitzgerald I've engaged him and Alexander from the Historical Society working on, I know people are familiar with the blue and white signs, the President's Trail signs.
Sure.
There's a lot of places that are worthy of, you know, the historic background, whether it's architecture or individual, but we'll be doing a number of those signs around the city, for example. Crane Library, for example, right out here.
Yes.
There's no sign that really talks about its history.
Yeah.
And I think so the Crane would be in it, Coddington would be in it. Probably some houses of worship that have been around a long time. So that's one little piece.
Okay.
We're also doing, I know we talked about the Heritage Tree Program. For example, I know we got some calls recently. I don't know if you're familiar with the Caddy Post. The Caddy Detachment, Marine Corps League, they closed down.
Yes.
They were in an old city building. It was actually the original Atlantic Firehouse on the corner of Newbury and that section across from the old Quincy School. Is it Young? One up from Young Street. And, you know, it's a tight little corner. The building was in bad shape. We decided to take it down. It's been demolished. There's been stuff on social media. Said, oh, the mayor's going to put condominiums there, which is absurd. but that'll be one of those heritage tree sites.
Oh, I see.
We'll plant a tree there. There'll be a nice plaque that will just say, hey, this was at one time. And across the street was the old Quincy School, elementary school, which is still there, but there's no mention of it.
Right.
So that'll identify a couple. That's just one example of what we'll be doing all across the city during the course of the year.
Okay. So June 14th is actually on Flag Day.
It's actually on Flag Day.
Okay. Yep. How appropriate.
How cool is that?
Is that, yeah. So are we talking, double the size of the normal parade or double the number of
Probably in that range.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot more floats. I know that even some of my city departments will engage in building some of those floats to capture some of those historical moments along the way, 400 years. And then, you know, probably keep a couple of those floats going and offer them to the Merry Mountain Squantum parades.
Oh.
All that work that goes into a float, you'd hate to just pull it apart after that parade, you know. But, yeah, so the plan probably would go a little earlier in the evening to accommodate for the larger parade,
okay.
A little longer route. But it gets tricky because, you know, you're tying up the city traffic-wise, so we're going to be a little cognizant of that.
Certainly.
And I know our police department does a phenomenal job in keeping us safe for all those events. You see what happened in New Orleans recently.
I know.
What an absolute tragedy.
Yeah.
So we're mindful of those things. The police department's on top of all of those things. So we'll make sure it's going to be a fun year, but it'll be a safe year as well.
Certainly. Bigger fireworks display, I'm assuming?
It'll be a bigger fireworks display, and we're looking at a second fireworks display later in the summer to honor the year.
4th
as well.
Of July, perhaps? So,
no, I think we'll stay away from the 4th, Joe, because there's so many. Boston does it, Revere, there's a lot of places in the harbor that does it.
Yes.
So it'd be kind of repetitive, I think.
Okay.
And it's a lot more expensive on July 4th.
I'm sure that's true.
So you can save a lot of money by doing another date. So we'll probably pick something later in the summer. I talked to Dr. Ed Fitzgerald about that. Can we pick out a date that has some significance historically? Maybe tap into that and probably do it out in Quincy Bay, not on the Black's Creek.
Fun.
For that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of parades, 300th celebration in 1925 was a 7-day blowout. in June.
It was pretty remarkable.
It's incredible. I've been reading a little bit about it. There's a new museum exhibit opening up at Old Town Hall next Thursday.
Yes.
Depicting
yes.
the Quincy 300, right?
That's correct. Bob Damon has done a phenomenal job putting that together for us. We changed out the museum. The whole idea of the Quincy Museum is it would be certain things that would be in there all the time, but then we would, you know, move things in and out because there's so many artifacts around. So it made sense. He made the recommendation. Why don't we look at the 300? We have so much on that with some great photos.
Yes. On that topic, we'll just bring up a photo from that parade that we have. Thanks to Alexandra Elliott for providing this photo for us. This is from the Quincy Book of Days.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. And there's the float that you can see right in Quincy Center.
That's pretty cool.
Right in front of the Tudor-style buildings there. Yeah.
The Adams Building is all done for... It looks awesome. Looks
yes.
awesome. And I know that I think the term pageant field came from the famous pageant that was done for the 300th as well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So. Okay. So, I mean, if you look at that picture carefully, there's a queen in her court there. There's trumpets. I think you can see the overhead trolley wires in Quincy Center. So it's really neat to see.
It is cool.
So different, but yet very much the same. You can instantly recognize it as Quincy Center.
For sure. It really is. You can tell looking at that float. Looks like the Rose Bowl. A lot of work put into that. You know?
it really does. And I was trying to tell if that was being horse-drawn or if it's motorized.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. I think it's motorized. It's around the advent of automobiles, of radio, of silent talking pictures. I mean, a lot of things were happening in the country at that time. Yeah.
You think of the recent passing of Frank Bellotti. And then you see someone like Millie Cox, who's 100, what they have seen in those 100 years, the changes is incredible.
Yes. Yeah. Are there actual documents, Mayor, from 1625 that state that Quincy is a settlement at that time?
That's a good question, Joe. Yeah. I don't know that there's any official documents. There's certainly history of it, but I don't know about any official documents. As you know, Mount Wallison was the first settlement. I get into these debates with former Mayor Joe Sullivan all the time from Braintree.
Oh, from Braintree?
Who reminds us that we were Braintree. And I said, no, we were Mount Wallison before you were Braintree. But, you know, 1640 was Braintree. Then we separated 1792, became the town of Quincy.
Right.
And I remind the former mayor of Braintree that the Adamses were part of that.
Yes.
They voted on naming the town for Quincy.
Right, right.
It was between Quincy and Hancock at the time.
Interesting.
So the Adamses carried the day, of course.
You know, it's interesting. The city seal tells the story.
It does.
It really does.
It does.
It shows Captain Wollaston landing in Marymount, right, at the time. There are four dates on the seal. There's 1625, the settlement, 1640.
40 from Braintree.
1792.
Town of Quincy.
Yeah, and then, of course, 1888.
Became a city.
Incorporated as a city,
yeah.
And the picture tells 1,000 words.
It does. The only thing on that seal that I always get questions, what is Manet? Were we Manet before we were Quincy?
Great question.
You know, it's from the old supposedly Latin term of it remains.
It remains.
So a lot of people still think that was the name of it before Quincy.
Interesting. I know part of your thought process for putting Quincy 400 together was incorporating the Native American heritages of the city too, right?
Yeah.
How's that going to happen?
It's going very well.
Okay.
Working with them, as I think we probably talked about in the past, Joe, we are going to grant them a permanent home at Squaw Rock.
Yeah.
One of the buildings out there. We've been working with them for a few years. They're a great group of people, and they you know, brought their history alive to us. And we hope at some point, as they formalize their story and get recognition nationally, that we can incorporate some of that story into our curriculum right here in Quincy Public Schools. You know, I know the Wampanoags want to take credit for everything in this region, but there were other tribes and other bands, and this group is certainly one of them. And Quincy at the time, they tell the stories about their ancestors, that Quincy was a great trading place.
Okay.
The food was so plentiful here, the seafood and the farming. And so they had trouble at times from invading tribes trying to come in and steal the food.
Interesting.
And in the 1600s, the head of the militia was Colonel John Quincy, who the city was named for.
Okay.
He used to defend the local tribes from being, you know, coming in to stealing all their foods.
Yes.
You know? So it's interesting history we're learning as we go along. And then in the wintertime, they would go into Walpole, that part of the county, and come back to Quincy in the summer months.
Really?
So it's interesting.
Yeah. I had never heard that. Walpole.
The Walpole.
Okay, to get away from the coast and the storms.
Evidently the northeast winds, I guess, and those winters. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. So you, I mean, you are a student of history, specifically Quincy history. It sounds like you've learned new things about the city,
every
too.
Day. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn.
Yeah,
really is.
So.
A lot of good stories. And I know we're working with the tribe also to put up a statue of Chickatobit. Now, Chickatobit was a big deal
certainly
to that tribe and that band. And so they're working now with the state as a possible location that they've picked. The artist has already been chosen and they're working on the sculpture. So it's going to be another piece of the celebration this year.
Sure. I know one thing you had hoped to accomplish this year would be to break ground on the Adams Presidential Center. Do you think that's going to happen?
I think in another 6 weeks or so, we're going to have a lot more to say about that.
Okay.
And I don't know that we'll be in the ground, but we're going to be a lot further along with a plan.
Okay. Where does it stand right now?
So it's something we're going to be talking about. I've been meeting with city councils individually.
Yeah.
So we're getting away from the plan down on Adams Street.
Oh, really?
We're going to do something closer to City Hall.
Oh, okay. So does that mean not taking the land that you had formally set aside?
Yeah, I mean, we put, you know, anytime we do URDPs, we identify lands for takings that could potentially benefit either the downtown development, economic development, or historic in this case. I've informed both the doctor's office as well as Planet Fitness. We're not moving forward on any takings on those properties.
Oh, okay.
We're going to hold on to the piece that we purchased with community preservation money right next to the Adams Academy. And then we'll see what happens down the road, what we do with that. For now, when the Adams Academy, the Historical Society, has an event, it gives them a lot more parking to work with.
It's always an issue.
And it also helps that end of the square with parking in general.
Yes.
As we open up now Mason Steakhouse.
Right, yes.
Jimmy Lang's new place and all, so we need some parking at night.
Yep, there's a bookstore across the street now, so lots happening.
Yes, Selena Skinner and then that crew was in there for the dedication. It's a great addition to the downtown.
Yeah. You're still planning the pocket park for John Quincy Adams?
Yes, moving forward on that.
Okay.
The acquisition of Acapulco's, that it's really a, when you look at it from the corner, it looks like a bigger building, but it's a really pie-shaped. It narrows down rather quickly as you get on Maple Street. But it'll be adequate for the John Quincy Adams statue, which we unveiled last year, as well as four plaques, very large bronze plaques, will kind of tell the story of him. He was a remarkable individual, and what an incredible public servant, diplomat, arguably the greatest Secretary of State in record. He gets criticized on his presidential term. Went back and served in the House of Representatives, which he himself said was his happiest years in public life. And he's been speaking about the slavery issue long before Abraham Lincoln brought it up.
Yes, yeah. And so I was thinking this morning, it's known as the City of Presidents, but really before that, it was the City of Immigrants. It's really how it started and still is.
Well, it continues to be.
Right.
We're a gateway city. If you look at the last 150 years at any time period, 30% of the population were immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Continues to stay. Same.
Will music be a part of Quincy 400 this year?
Music will be a part of it. As you know, John McDonald and the team put on a great program during the summer at Hancock Adams Common.
Hugely
popular. Everything we do that we normally do are going to be a little bit more to it.
Amped up.
Be bigger, better, amped up, whatever the term you want to use. A little bit of a Quincy 400 flavor to it. We are planning on a major event at the stadium sometime in August.
Really?
That will be a big act, so that'll be cool. We've got authors coming to speak.
Can you name names?
Symposium. I can't.
Too bad.
But we should be able to, by the end of the month, we should be able to release some of the more details on these things.
All right, we'll look forward to that for sure.
Yeah.
Not far off is Winterfest. Will that have a kind of a Quincy 400 theme to it?
Absolutely.
Tone?
Absolutely. It's another great event. I mean, just like the skating rink.
Mm.
Families look for things to do with the kids, and during the school vacation in February, it's a perfect thing for, you know, it's free, people enjoy it, and it reminds us of the history again, once again, around President's Day.
Right.
We should own that day
as
the City of Presidents. it's another great event. People can go to our website anytime and check in on the schedule and the calendars.
Yep, Quincy400.com. There's also a store. There's a Quincy 400 store, right?
A store and an office set up. As you know, we had the Monopoly game.
Yes, Quincyopoly.
Specific to, yes, and they sold out for
Christmas. Oh, is that right?
Which was pretty cool. It's been a lot of interest and activity. So as the course of the year goes on, there'll be a lot more swag, if you will, that will be for sale in that place.
And
my guess is as we get toward the end of the year, People are going to be looking for mementos for this year.
I'm
so,
sure.
It'll be fun.
Also, in the spring, I guess we're going to see something like, where was the figure that I had? 15,000 or more bulbs blossoming across the state.
Yeah, this past fall, you know, Ray Teberge and the local scouts, they had the big camporee up at Half Pageant.
Yes, yes.
One of the activities they did was for the city, planted thousands of bulbs.
Okay.
Along with the staff at the park department. So it's somewhere between 10 and 20,000 bulbs, daffodils and other types that were planted all across the city. So looking forward to that in the spring for sure.
Yes, yes. Will there be a State of the City address, Mayor, this year?
January 27th.
Okay.
Heard it here first.
Heard it here first. Breaking news.
Monday the 27th, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great Hall?
Great Hall.
In the morning?
10:30 in the morning.
Will there be more Quincy 400 news at that time, do you think?
Probably talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you yourself set resolutions in the new year, Mayor?
I do.
Yeah.
One of which is this, this temple. You know, I was doing pretty good, but the holidays, I think I put 7 or 8 back on, so I got to get back to it.
It's tough.
I got to get back to it, yeah. But no, you know, I'm blessed. I mean, I get to serve as the mayor of this great city and work with so many wonderful people every day. I got a great family. I'm so proud of my kids. My wife's been so supportive. I'm a lucky guy. I'm blessed. So I don't have anything to squawk about, but I'd like to lose a few pounds.
How about for the city, a resolution that you'd like to accomplish?
I think more of the same.
Yeah.
I think we've made tremendous progress. Quincy is the talk of the state. It truly is. When you look at the economic development side, you look at the parks, you look at anything we're doing, Seawalls, we're on the radar at the state level, and I get calls from mayors all the time asking how you're doing this. Mm-hmm. It's been a remarkable several years in that when, for example, when others were going the other direction during COVID, less personnel in public safety, we're building it. We got more police and firefighters today than we have since the mid-70s, which is remarkable. And as we grow as a city, it's important that we continue to grow those departments. We have a school system that's outstanding, a great ratio, teacher-pupil ratio, great support system. The parks have never looked better. We're replacing water mains and sewer mains and drain lines. We're building seawalls. All of this, and I know people, I hear constantly from people about their taxes, and I get it. But I can assure you that no matter where you live, every year the taxes go up because that's the way the system is built.
Right.
But we're doing all of these things. We're going to be in Squanum School in the ground in the spring,
yes.
Breaking ground.
Yep.
We're going to be open at Furnace Brook Golf Club in February.
Okay.
The animal shelter in February.
Right.
The new public safety headquarters in October of this year, all without a Prop 2.5 override.
Yep.
It's remarkable. It's a great story. And the main reason for that is we've embraced economic development. That's the fuel that feeds the engine.
Yeah. Mayor, always a pleasure to catch up with you. I really appreciate your time, and I wish you a very happy, healthy new year.
Thanks, Joe. Happy New Year.
Thank you.